Small business owner Michelle Marcico arrived at her company Village View Escrow and received an unusual complaint.
I walked in and the girls said that we have a problem. Someone's on the phone complaining to us to stop harassing him.
After the caller told her that he was going to send the money off, Marcico quickly logged into the company financial accounts. Her heart sank.
We noticed that there was 26 consecutive wires that went out of our trust account without our knowledge.
In other words, someone had pulled hundreds of thousands of dollars from the company account. She immediately called the bank.
The bank said they didn't have any responsibility for those wires and that I was basically on my own.
At that moment, it all set in. Marcico may never recover the $465,000 that someone had pulled from her account.
I went numb. I went numb when I realized it was really lost. I can't really remember those first 3 days because I was completely in shock.
Marcico spent days trying to track down her company's money. She was able to only locate $78,000 of the almost $500,000 she had lost. She never saw the rest again. Marcico is like thousands of other small businesses who have been targeted by cyber criminals. At a forum in downtown Los Angeles, security experts discussed ways businesses can prevent attacks like these from occurring. They suggested using a complicated password and changing it frequently, dedicating a computer to be used only for financial transactions, to prevent hacking through social media and other web activity, and having employees sign an agreement that prevents them from downloading data so that they are held liable. But LAPD computer crimes detective Andy Kleinick says that educating business owners is the best way to keep a company safe.
Because the number one way to prevent this is for people to, for users, the end users, to know how to use their computer, what not to do, what to do, how to secure it. That would stop, I would say, more than half of all the hackings that we deal with.
Michelle Marcico learned her lesson the hard way, and she is one of the lucky few to be back to business as usual. Will Tober, Annenberg Radio News.